Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide and anyone who wants to improve in an industry and knows what's good for them. And our subject today is dog and pony shows. Before we get to that, I'm reminding you of a new series of live sessions. 30 minutes, I'm sharing content from my work in progress book, and you get to ask me live questions. So what have you got to lose? The next one is happening less than 24 hours from the time this podcast episode is scheduled to release. So you have to act fast. And if you just realized you missed it, here's your reason to subscribe to my newsletter, link in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. Dog and pony shows. We all know that it's a bad thing to have an organization that has no processes, right? Where everything operates like some sort of the Wild West. That is obviously bad, you know that. Okay, we also know how to condescendingly say that too much process is bad as well. We'll look at big enterprises that have convoluted processes that take a lot of time, and we say those suck too. You know, I agree. But you know what I find is worse than those two? I believe that probably half of the companies, the younger companies I'm seeing nowadays, they don't have no processes, they don't have convoluted processes, but they do go through these dog and pony shows where they have some sort of processes, but those are not really used. Meaning we're spending or wasting our time on the rituals, on having all the meetings, doing all the planning, but we seem to forget everything we just invested in the second the meeting is done. And that, my friends, is dumber than those two. Because at least in the other ones, they're not fooling themselves. And they're getting value from whatever way they're doing it. In this case, we're literally investing in something and then just forgetting it completely. And if this isn't entirely clear, let me give you an example, a real one, from one of the companies I worked with recently. Let me just take a sip from my espresso and we can continue. Sorry, this is turning into ASMR. Now, my client had this thing where they had a beautifully laid out process. They would come up with KPIs, objectives. They had OKRs, they knew exactly what they wanted to do. They would talk about at the beginning of the sprint, at the beginning of the quarter, we need to do this. This is our metric. This is the leading indicator. Da 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 da. But you know what happened literally in the first sync I attended, looking at what was going on? No one was referring back to all of those metrics and measures they had devised to say whether they were going according to plan. When changes came up and we had to decide what to do, no one said, does this actually align with the goals we had set up for the quarter? No one asked that. So what was the purpose of coming up with those measures, of defining those objectives so nicely and having, I don't know how many hours of discussions over semantics to ensure that the objectives make sense to everyone involved, that they are what we want to do, that we're not too much overlapping with other teams, etc., etc. All of that, just so 5 minutes later, we just throw it out of the window and go back into operating as if it's the Wild West again, but with some false confidence as if we're doing things correctly. We invested the time in the process after all. That makes no sense. And I believe that we better put aside all the pomp and circumstance and be genuine with ourselves and with our people, because everyone can feel this dissonance. Your ICs are not stupid. They see that they just invested a bunch of time in something and that made no use, no impact on what was actually happening. Meaning next time, they're not gonna be as committed. And every time it just becomes more and more hollow. It's like people just going through the motions. It makes no sense. So if you think you have a process, but you're not sure you're actively using what it creates, that question I said earlier is exactly what I always look for when I'm sitting in those kinds of meetings with new companies. I listen and see whether anyone goes back to why. Whether anyone goes back to measuring, is this aligned? Is this helping us make progress? If they just, you know, sprint planning, sprint reviews seem like some sort of a weird daily where everyone just says, we did this, we're going to do that, and there's no why, there's no whether we're closer to what we wanted to achieve. You know, we're not talking about the intent. We're not talking about how all of this actually matters at the end of the day. Then I know this is just pomp and circumstance. I know no one is actively using what they're creating here in the processes, and that these are just dog and pony shows. And my advice to you is to cut it. You might even be better off just admitting that to your leadership team and saying how bad you have become in doing this and cutting most of your processes down to almost nothing and building it from the bottom again. And this is actually something I'm touching in my upcoming book. So one of the live sessions in the next couple of months is going to touch on that. So if you find that interesting, do subscribe to my newsletter to be the first to know. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. And I'm always happy to hear from listeners. And of course, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. You're going to find out about live sessions. You're going to find out some information about my upcoming book. You get one article a week, one cool 2-minute video a week, and a bunch of other stuff. The link is in the show notes. Thank you. Talk soon.